Nishanisnas Ador Marbin Besimcha. There's a clicking sound today. I think in the usual, please message me. I think being at the OU office at our headquarters in Lower Manhattan, the technology would be better. So please, if there's any technical issues, and again, I apologize for the delay getting on. Same issue, being at our headquarters and not being in my usual space. Thank you for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Physics Daily Call on behalf of the Orthodox Union. This is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray with the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 17th day of the month of Adar Sheni. Today's program is sponsored in part anonymously in the memory of Miriam Bas Avraham and Moshe Yosef Ben Avraham. Thank you so much for your generosity. May their neshamas respectively have an aliyah. Also, please continue to daven for a six-year-old girl in Boca, Chaya Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Friedel, as well as a dear friend of mine, Yitzchak Aaron Ben Malka Chana. Please continue to keep them in mind that they should have a complete refuah shalema. We'll ensure that their names are added in Yirat Hashem to tomorrow's email, as well as the baby, the Tinoch that we mentioned earlier in the beginning of the week. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yisrael Fiener of Beth Jacob Congregation in Irvine, California, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Fiener fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis, with chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, the Mishaberach for Tzahal, the Mishaberach for the Shavuim. Rabbi Fiener will conclude with the Mishaberach Lecholim, pausing for 30 seconds to give us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up, to register, to reserve, to receive the daily Tehillim call, reminder, emails, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. It was a great honor spending time with Rabbi Fiener last month. We were at a Rabbinic Chabura in Atlanta. Always such a pleasure anytime we have the opportunity to spend time together. Always learned so much from him. And with that, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Fiener.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Naftali. And it is always a mutual pleasure when we have a chance to get together. And it's a pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity. One of the standards almost of a synagogue, of a shul, is that we have a ner tamid. We have that candle that's burning, or that light that is burning in the front of the shul. And that is probably based on the pasuk we have in this week's parsha, verse in the parsha this week. Esh tamid tukad al hamizbeach. There was constantly a fire that was burning on the altar of the Mishkan and later on in the Beis HaMikdash, in the temple. And this is a positive commandment according to the Rambam, according to Maimonides. Now, even though the fire would descend from the heavens to consume the sacrifices, nevertheless, we have to bring our own regular flame, our own hezyot, common flame. And this is a common theme the Sefer HaChinuch discusses, that whenever there is a miracle, Hashem covers that with a certain degree of teva, of normality, of what could be viewed as the natural. Because we always have to have our bechira, our free will. By Kriyat Yamsuf, by the splitting of the sea, we're told there was a strong eastern wind. And therefore a person could say, oh, it was just a matter of the weather conditions that caused that sea to split. And that's how it always is. So too in regard to this altar, to the Mizbeach, we would light our own flame, and that would, so to speak, camouflage the miracle of the fire coming down from Shemayim, from the heavens. Long ago I saw a Reader's Digest article, how the 10 plagues were all natural events. It was this red algae, That was the blood that caused the frogs to leave, which led to the rotting frogs, and therefore there was lice, etc., etc. So one can always choose to see God in the world or to deny God's existence and participation, orchestration in world events. The Mishnah in Ethics of the Fathers, chapter 5, number 1, says, Basar Mamamarot, with 10 utterances the world was created. Why is that? Hashem could have easily created with one utterance. Ali Haremen Avishayim, rather to exact punishment from those who are evil and who destroy this world, created with 10 utterances, and in order to give reward to the righteous who maintain, who sustain this world of the 10 utterances. An explanation that's given is these 10 utterances meant these 10 step-down filtered, meaning had there been only 1 through 9 utterances, then God's presence would have been so overwhelming that we would not really have had free will. We would have been malach-like, robot-like, angel-like in having to follow. Had there been 11 utterances, 11 filters in God's presence, then we would not have been able to find God in this world. But the 10 utterances brought us to this place where one can be a tzaddik, a righteous person, who sees God in all that takes place and thereby sustains the world, or one who denies God in all that takes place and thereby brings destruction to the world. Even the greatest miracles, they always offer an out that we can say, oh, no, it just happened to have happened that way. After the Kriyat Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea, the prophet says that the nation saw, vayaminu, and they believed. And Chedushi HaRim, one of the great Gera Rebbe's, explains that even though they saw, they still needed to believe. Our physical eyes are so accustomed to seeing natural events that we process everything as a natural event. Whereas they saw and they believed. They recognized that this was truly miraculous. And of course, coming off of Purim, Purim was Hashem's hidden hand, not seeing God through crazy miracles, but seeing God in every vestige, every nook and cranny of this world, looking behind. And one of the reasons that's given why we wear a mask on Purim is that when a person comes in with a mask, our first thought is, well, who is that really? Who's behind the mask? And therefore, it teaches, Purim guides us, instructs us, gives us this manual of learning to look behind the mask. And when we look at the world, we have to look behind this world mask and see Hashem's hand in all that takes place. Because all that goes on around us is truly, truly miraculous. There's a beautiful mashal, parable given of a child who was born in the Midbar, born in the desert during our 40-year sojourn. And for him, food, how does one get food? It comes from the sky. Manna comes down from the heavens. That's not miraculous. That is natural, right? Cloudy with a chance of meatballs. That's what it was. That's what life was for them growing up. Finally, in his mid-30s, he enters the land of Israel, and the man stops falling. Yeshua takes some seeds, places them into the earth, and it seems to be a waste of the small, scant amount of food that they still have. And if one were to peer into the ground at that point, one would see the seeds decomposing and say, Yeshua, this is crazy. We're starving over here, and you're taking whatever little we have, and you're destroying it. And then things start to grow from the ground, and they'd say, wow, amazing. Food growing from the earth? They'd say, that's a miracle. Amazing. Food from the sky, that's natural. Food from the earth, that's a miracle. And we, if we would see food from the sky, we'd say, it's a miracle. We see incredible things growing from the earth. Watermelons, grapes, you name it, all sight, all shapes, sizes, tastes, flavors. And we say, ho-hum, that is natural. We need to be of those who are mekayim the world, those who sustain and maintain the world. There's so much going on, such difficult times that we, the Jewish people, are going through right now in Israel and Jews all over the world, but especially there in Israel. So during these times of redemption, the reason we had Purim in Adar Sheni, in the second month of Adar, the Gemara says, is in order to be Masnech Geula LeGeula. We want to have redemption, back-to-back redemption. The redemption of Purim should be followed immediately by the month of Nisan and the redemption of Pesach. So may it be the will of Hashem that during this time of redemption, we'll be able to see His hand in all that goes on around us, acknowledge, appreciate, and may that help us to be Mekayim, this world, sustain the world, and may that bring the true redemption of Mashiach Tzidkenu, Mhera V'Yameinu. Amen. We'll now say together the Tehillim, starting with chapter 20. Mizmor l'David. I'm sorry. That was 23. My mistake. Chapter 20. Lamnatseach mizmor l'David. Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara. Yisagev Hashem. Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrucha mikodesh. Umitzion yisadecha. Yizkor kol minchosecha, v'olatecha yidashin estela, yitein lecha chilvavecha, v'chol atzatzcha yimalei, neranina vishuasecha, uvishen Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha, ata yadati ki yoshi Adonai mishicho ya'anehu, Mishamei kacho bigburos yesha yimino eleva reche veeleva susim vanachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir hema karo v'nafalu vanachnu kamnu v'nisodad Adonai Hoshia hamelech yaneinu v'yom kareinu Chafkimo Psalm 23. Mizmor l'David, Adonai roi lo echzar, din osteshe yarbitreni, amei minuchos yinahaleni, nafshi yishovei yancheni, demagalei tzedek leman shemo, gam ki eilech, vigei tzomaves lo ira ra ki ata imadi shivtecha umishantecha, Hema yinachamuni, taroch lefanai shulcha neged sorurai, ishanta v'ashem roshi kosi rivaya, ach tov v'chesed yidufuni kol yimei chayai, v'shavti b'veit Adonai li'orech yamin. Kuf Chaf Aleph 121. Shilam alos esainai el harim me'ayim yavo ezri ezri me'im adonai osei shomayim v'oret al yitein lamod raglecha al yanum shomerecha hine lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer yisrael adonai shomerecha adonai tzilucha Hayad yiminecha, yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, v'yareyach balayla, Adonai yishmarcha mikol ra, yishmar es nafshecha, Adonai yishmar tzeisecha, ubalecha, me'ata, li'ad olam. Kuflamed 130. Shir hamalos mimamakim, Karasicha Adonai, Adonai Shema Vikoli, Tiena Aznecha Kashuvos, Vakol Tachanunai, Kim Avonos, Kishmorya, Adonai Miya Amod, Ki Imacha Hasulicha, Lema'an Chivorei, Ki isi Adonai kivisa nafshi, v'lid varo hochalti nafshi l'Adonai, mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed, v'harve ima ofidus. Uhu yifte es Yisrael, mikol avonosav. Lastly, Kuf Membet, Psalm 142. Maskil l'David, v'yoso v'amara sefila. Koli el Adonai ezak, koli el Adonai eskanan, eshpoch lefanav sfichi, tarasi lefanav agid, v'hisatek alai ruchi, v'ata yadata nitivasi, v'orech zu ahaleich, tamenu fakli. Habet yamin urei ve'ein li makir avad manos limeni ein doresh l'napshi da'afti elecha adonai amarti ata machsi chelki be'eret hachayim hakshiva el rinasi ki dalosi ma'od hatzileni mirodkai ki amitsu mimeni hotzia mimasker napshi lahodos es shemecha. Bi yachtiru tzadikim, ki sigmol alai. Usein av yachenu. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim bitzara uvishivya, haomdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, hamakom yirachem aleihem viyotziyem, mitzara miravacha meafela, Laura umishibud ligula hashta bagala uvisman kariv vinomar amen. We'll say the Mishaberach, the prayer for the soldiers of Tzahal. Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov hu yivarech es chayalei tzva hagana l'Yisrael haomdim al mishmar arseinu v'arei Eloheinu migvul halvanon va'ad midbar mitrayim u'min hayam hagadol ad levo ha'arava bayabasha ba'avir u'bayam yitain Adonai es oyveinu hakamim aleinu nivafim lifnehem hakadosh baruch hu yishmor v'yatzil es chayaleinu mikol tzara v'tzuka u'mikol nega u'machala v'yishlach baracha v'atzlacha v'chol maseh yideihem Yad ber soneinu tachtehen v'atrein v'keser Yeshua uv'ateres nisachon v'kiyom behem akasub ki Adonai Eloheichem ha'olech imachem v'ilachem lachem im oireichem v'oshia etchem v'nomar amein. We'll say the special Mishaberach prayer for our hostages that they should be rescued very, very speedily and safely. Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Yosef Moshe v'Aaron David u'Shlomo hu yivarech v'yishmor v'yinzor es achenu beis Yisrael hashvuyim v'avur shanu mispavelim v'avuram hakadosh baruch b'malei rachamim aleihem yishmerein mikol tzara v'tzuka u'mikol nega u'machala v'yishlach baracha v'atzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yideihem Yotziein nechoshech v'talmavet v'yishivein nehera l'cheik mishpachoseihem v'nomar amen. We'll conclude with the Mishaberach, the prayer for the chol and those in need of healing. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe v'Aaron David Shlomo Yivarech Yiratei Es HaCholim. Ba'avur Shanim Mispalim Ba'avuram Bitzchar Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem. Lahachalimam, ularakosam, ulahacha dikam, ulahacha yosam, ishach behem mehera, refua shalema, min hashamayim l'chod v'rehem, ulachog ideyem, v'soch sha'ar choli yisrael, refuas ha'nefesh, urefuas ha'guf, hashta v'agala, uvizman kariv, v'namar. Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Steiner. We look forward to having you back on the program in your Hashem, please God, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.